Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom time. Welcome in. Thanks so much. Joining us momentarily will be one of the co-sponsors of this bill in New Jersey that I want to hear him out. I realize the anti-Semitism from the left, mainly, that's out there is incredible. And today's another example. The House is slated to pass legislation today to oppose the global boycott movement against Israel. Okay? A vote that, of course, will put the spotlight on Representatives Omar and Tlaib. Now, most Democrats in the House apparently oppose the boycott, divestment, and sanctions, the BDS movement. They want democracy in the Middle East to take that down. And I believe most of them that are doing this are not just anti-Israel. I think a good number of them are anti-Semitic. Omar, though, has cited boycotts of Nazi Germany and South Africa in making the case for her resolution to say that we ought to be doing this and we should be able to do this through official channels. So this is coming up today as we speak. And joining us is State Senator over in New Jersey, Robert Singer. He's a Republican in the 30th District. I think that's Monmouth County. You know Steve
Monmouth
Sweeney.
Monmouth and Ocean.
Thank you. Good morning. And Steve Sweeney, who we know here locally on the Democrat side, are co-sponsors. So, Senator, what would this do? Why now, and what are you trying to do with this bill?
Well, first of all, unfortunately, and the 2018 report showed the three worst states in the country for acts of anti-Semitism. California was number one, New York was number two, and unfortunately, New Jersey was number three. And that's a pretty terrible thing to be number three in the country as act of anti-Semitism. So from that perspective is why the bill was introduced, to make a clear understanding that anti-Semitism is not acceptable in the state and certainly not acceptable in our classrooms and our areas of higher education. And, you know, let me share one thought with you on this. Every piece of legislation that I've ever introduced, since ever introduced, starts out one way and goes through changes. There's hearings, there's input.
Mm-hmm.
We take a lot of things into consideration before a final bill reaches the governor's desk. So a lot of these editorials and people saying, oh, this is against the First Amendment, well, nonsense. These things will all be vetted out prior to a bill going anyplace, because that's the committee form of government we use, and then it goes to the House for the floor for a vote and everything else like that. So they're kind of miscongenuous about what they're saying about this. This bill simply wants to make it loud and clear that we will not accept anti-Semitism acts, or we will not accept the fact that we have, in certain instances, teachers or professors are teaching that way or saying those kind of things. And you're right.
Okay, well, let me get to it, sure. Then. I'm sorry to interrupt, but
that's all right.
I'm on board with this, but I'm in a taking it, and from what I can tell, you're a thoughtful guy on this. I worry about the constitutionality of this, and I more want to draw these people out. But I'm open to what you're trying to do. People know what physical acts of anti-Semitism would be. What are we talking about in education, though? Suppose someone wants to say, I get these people all the time, outright Holocaust denial. Would this make that illegal?
No, it wouldn't. But let me share to you why we're talking about with higher education. Example, a Jewish student comes to his professor. And this we know factual, one of the groups of higher education says, you have an exam that if I don't take the exam, I'm going to fail the course. It's on my high holiday, Rosh Hashanah. Well, you can't take the test. There's no pretest. There's no after test. You fail. Well, wait a second. That's my religious high holiday. I can't. Mm-hmm. You can't make an exception? No. We had to go to bat for that. That's a simple, and as far as I'm concerned, act of anti-Semitism. Would you say to someone, we're taking your final exam on Christmas?
I don't know that that's anti-Semitism. I agree with you.
I accept it as such only because it's against the Jewish student doing it, no one else. But
okay. But let's go through then. Suppose someone then diminishes the Holocaust. Are they able to do that? I get these guys that try to quibble with me all the time about the numbers, and it's obvious why they're doing that. Is that something that would come under this?
No, not at all. I think where's the big fight is using the term about denouncing the state of Israel and doing that in a negative factor, not about a policy factor, about being the Jewish state. And keep in mind about one thing: the world has determined that Israel is a Jewish state. Period. Factually, there are more Jews than any other ethnic group. But
right.
There are Muslims that are Jewish citizens. There are Catholics that are citizens of Israel. But we call it a Jewish state. We don't do that any other country in the world. We don't say that Italy, where the Vatican is a Catholic state. It's Italy. Israel is Israel. And again, in a form of anti-Semitism, it's the Jewish state and the Jews. So that in my form of way is a hidden form of anti-Semitism in many ways.
Okay, so if you do that, you keep on with this, and you call it the Jewish state. By the way, listeners should know, and I haven't had a chance to look, you use the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definitions around
Correct.
This. What happens if a school district or someone at the college level, they're doing this, and they're public? What happens?
Well, what happens is there would be a complaint filed against them, and they have
okay.
to correct it. And if they don't correct it, we then have to go to the next step, which means there would be a monetary fine against it. Period. And if that doesn't work, we would then believe that the administration would have to take the appropriate action, either suspending that professor or teacher, or again, dismissing them after all these other things have taken place. Certainly, you have to give someone time to change or have a discussion about
right.
it. But again, this is the beginning of sending a clear message. It may not end up this way. The bill may not end up this way at the end of it. But I think we have to start with the wish list of everything we want, and then see what comes out of it.
All right. Now, I think the boycott, divest, sanction movement is anti-Semitic. It's hateful. It's singling out the only democracy in the area. Would someone be able to, or institutions, a lot of these colleges push for this stuff. They seem to encourage it.
Well, again, we're not restricting the fact that you can't say, you know what, we believe that we should boycott those things. You're allowed to say that. Whether we agree, that's part of, by the way, the sadness is, that this debate, if it was going on openly in many college campuses, we wouldn't be having this problem. But it's not. It's only one-sided. So if you're going to talk about boycotting Israel, why? You have to say, why is Israel in the position they're in? And what is the Israeli government doing? You know, I can tell you, as I'm sure you're aware of, there are many, many things that the Israeli government has done in a positive way to try to work with the Arab countries around them, to try to help the Arab people. Now, we can all deny that, but I don't, because I've been to Israel many times, and I've seen what they've done. And I've been there. And I've seen the positive things that they've done to try to make things better, and they want peace in the Middle East. If you're going to tell the whole story, tell the whole story. Then it gives that student or that individual the right to make up their own minds. But when you only do it one-sided, and you, as you say, you denounce the only democracy in the entire region, you denounce the Jewish state as the Jews, then you've crossed over the line if you don't do the other side of the coin.
We're talking with New Jersey State Senator Robert Singer about this new bill, bipartisan support with Steve Sweeney. It just seems to me what you're saying, though, I would be very strict about this. You strike me as you are. But I don't know, does this bill, there's a long laundry list of things, but it's very hard to pin these to specific circumstances. And I know it's difficult, and I agree with what you're trying to do, making mendacious, dehumanizing, demonizing, stereotypical allegations about Jewish people or the power of Jewish people. So Omar saying it's all about the Benjamins, that would qualify under this bill. That's out of bounds, right?
That is out of bounds. And let me and look, maybe I'm more sensitive. My eldest daughter was in a terrorist bombing in Israel where 15 people died. She was hurt. So I have I understand a little bit about this. I understand a little about terrorism. The 19-year-old suicide bomber who was from Hamas family was given money and cheered as a hero because he killed 14 innocent people, women, children, and everything else like that. So I'm a little bit sensitive about the whole issue and I'm passionate about it for many, many reasons. But I agree with you 100%. Her comments to say that the Benjamins, think about all the comments we think in life about ethnic slurs to people, how offended everybody gets. Why isn't people offended about that kind of comment?
Well, you know what, and I'm glad that Steve Sweeney's on this with you, because the problem is not with you and me. We are. It's the Democratic Party has allowed this. I mean, to me, mainly, and I don't want to drag you into the politics because I'm glad it's bipartisan, but it seems to me, and it's shocking, we do have those that are Jew haters on the right, without a doubt. Historically, there's been that. The thing that's the story, though, and I don't know if you agree, Senator, over the last 10 or 15 years, is how on college campuses to the left, this is where the prime focus is at this point. In other words, I think these groups, they're out there. The people in Charlottesville, some of them, they are Jew haters. They have been. But I think their numbers are not mainstream. What's going on in college campuses is mainstream college campus Jew hatred, like Omar, and no one seems to say much about it. You're right.
Well, it offends me about one factor. Think about it. And I use that ethnic slur. Think about any other ethnic slur that God forbid you'd ever say, like she says, the Benjamins. There would be uproars. You're a racist. You're everything else like that. We don't say that. She's not denounced for that. And part of the problem is, and I experience it from the far left, whenever you challenge something, not on anything else but the facts of the case, the first thing they immediately throw out is, you're a racist. And the reason why they do it is twofold. Number one, they want to back you away so that you are afraid to say anything. And it backs everyone else away to try to defend you because they don't want to be tailed as a racist. And that term is thrown around unbelievable. I've been called things like that on the floor of the Senate because I disagreed with somebody, not on ethnic bounds, but on the fact of I didn't believe that policy was a good policy. And I've been called God knows what. And the problem of it is everyone backs away. No one wants to defend it because they don't want to be called a racist also. Yet when someone says something like this, the Benjamins, everyone's afraid to call her what it is, racism.
Yeah, exactly. So Steve Sweeney's on board with this. That's the highest powered, arguably. I think he's the juice in New Jersey versus the governor in a lot of ways. He's on board. He's the co-sponsor. That must mean you guys feel there's enough traction on this. Because there have been legislators, to your point and others, they don't seem to get what Israel's up against. They really don't. They don't want to know that. And a lot of this is this idea that the Palestinian people are just being oppressed. That is a big trope that's out there, and I don't know if you run into that.
Well, what you said something before that is so true. What is going on our college campuses right now is horrific. Many of the terrorist groups like Hamas are funding organizations on college campuses to denounce Israel and to, again, go for the Palestinians, their viewpoint, and everything else like that. And what's bothering them about all of this is the college campuses are afraid to start with them, so they let those groups come out and speak and this and that. When a Jewish group comes to speak, oh, you can't come, that we're afraid of reactions. And when the Arab groups or the groups that are against the Jewish groups coming to speak say, do any form of violence, or, oh, don't have them speak, you can't speak, there may be violence. Yet when an Arab group comes, no Jewish group ever creates violence. That's not within our nature. That's not what we're talking about. College campuses should be a place for free speech. You're right. They should be able to say what they want to say. Jewish groups should be able to say what they want to say in outer security and not being afraid to say it or being denounced to say it. And unfortunately, college campuses in many cases have gone the other way, where Arab groups are protected and Jewish groups are denounced.
Give us a timeline on this. You say, you know, and I agree with you, you know, it may not be the final bill. So you have, though, two leaders, you and Sweeney. What happens next? Is this in committee?
Well, we're on break for the summer, and Senate President Sweeney hopefully will be working on this fall, and hopefully we'll have it on the governor's desk before the end of the voting session, which ends in January.
You think the governor's on board with this? I'm rather doubtful about that. You know him better than I.
Well,
I only know the sneakers.
Let me say one thing to you. You know, the ACLU is concerned about the First Amendment rights.
Right.
I was laughing a little bit because unfortunately, as we see in many cases, the ACLU doesn't get involved when Antifa is doing vicious things and saying, wait a second,
that's
they
right.
want to take these people to task. But the ACLU is more concerned about that you put a Christmas tree in front of the town hall or that somebody uses the name Jesus in a prayer at a town meeting. That's their number one things they're concerned about. They should be concerned about things like this that, right, we may have to tweak this a little bit so it doesn't be the First Amendment situation. But the emphasis on the bill, ACLU never said this is a good bill, we need to have things like this. They were worried about the First Amendment rights because that becomes their case on this one. I wish they were that aware of other issues like Antifa and things like that, what they're saying, what they're doing in college campuses and around the country, but they're silent on that.
Hey, I'm so glad we discovered you. You know, it's a vast wilderness in New Jersey for us, many time talk radio. So I do hope you'll come back on anything that you have. I enjoyed talking with you, and we'll give this a look as you tweak it. I'm certainly on board with the general concept. It's just, you know, how do we actually do this on the ground? But please do come back, State Senator.
We will, and I thank you for your time. It was wonderful being with you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.